this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
From the Creation Light Shift, and tonight is Friday. Tomorrow is Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. We go for healings, and tonight is our paranormal night. If you want to call in, please do so. Just go to the Creation Light Shift Healing page. We have the numbers listed about an inch or so down on your scroll bar there, and you can maybe a little bit less than that. So we have them listed now, so you have no problem finding that. And boy, let's see what's new. I'd like to have some callers call in here and just see what's happening. So let's see if our co-host is out there. Annika, are you out there tonight in cyberspace?
Yes, I am, Ron. I'm out here, and welcome everyone to the Friday night show with Creation Light Shift and Ron Amatron, which is our Earth Ambassador for the Light Shift, which is here for the 2000 Ascension. And it's a little different than the one that's been talked about. So today we do a little bit more on the paranormal, so we welcome callers as per usual. There's a few different numbers that you may call in, and you will find them on Station 2 for BBS Radio. I'm also going to put them up on the fast chat, and please welcome all of you to submit any questions or requests for Ron on the fast chat. So, Ron, what's going on right now with all the timelines? We had an incredible show on Wednesday with timelines crashing. Do you want to tell people that don't know what that is, perhaps?
Okay, yeah. What's happening is that we all know that we're controlled some way. You know, well, at least on this show, you know that you're controlled. But, you know, we have the aliens controlling us, the religions, the God energies, everything else, and we lose our consciousness, don't know why. Entities come into us. We see clone bodies. People transform, transfigure into something else. So these are all basically the timeline. So what happens is the light ship now, to help the Earth spirit, is crashing the timeline. So I'll just describe how that works. We'll say that the light ship finds a timeline. In fact, we'll do a couple crashes tonight for everybody. And they'll find the timeline that you're attached to. And then from there, what happens is that the energies that you're attached to on the timeline, this is how they control you out of time. Okay? And when you're attached to the timeline, they can take you into a parallel lifetime. So the timelines and the parallel lifetimes are really the same thing, just a different way of saying it. Remember, the darkness gives us time. And when the timelines get crashed, the alien races that are controlling you that should not be doing so, the light ship goes after them, terminates them. And it feels like to me, I don't want to be quoted on this whatsoever, but I'll say that most of the alien races, so I'll use the term Galactic Federation, I'd say it's probably about 80% eliminated, but don't quote me, okay? All I know is that when I go out to find these things, it takes a long time. Before they were, like, right on our doorstep now, it takes a long time for them to actually be found, discovered, and the timelines sometimes take a long time to crash. If you feel a timeline crashing, you might have pictures in front of your eyes, maybe on your third eye showing up. You might see the pictures will be people on the timeline as they're being moved back and forth between different alien timelines, and eventually you come back here. So if you feel unstable, that's the reason. And this has been going on for quite a while. The timeline started to get crashed, I think September, third week in September, when they started crashing the timeline. So now it's getting mostly cleaned out. Remember, we still have programs in us that the timelines, the aliens use, so you want to get those things released from you. This is why the clearings to get rid of this stuff out of your DNA is so important. And I'll be putting up on the website, I believe, sometime here in the very near future, the timeline crashing so that you can go in there yourself and maybe put issues in. So if you have an issue, remember, you could be tied to that, to a timeline where the aliens are abducting you for that issue. So anyway, the whole thing is getting you more in your spirit, with your spirit and your body. And what we can do is maybe some samples. We'll just see if somebody wants to mention something like that. Maybe they have an issue they want to deal with. We'll find out what who's online here. I don't have my fast chat up quite yet. But maybe somebody might want to get on there and mention an issue. Maybe they have a group of maybe people that they've been with. We could do a timeline crash. I don't know. I don't know. I was thinking...
I see one, Ron.
Okay, go ahead.
I see one on here, but yeah. So Marie R. is mentioning, could we do a timeline to disconnect with Kuan Yin?
Okay, sure.
I guess that would
be
like the false.
Let's see. So I'm going to write that down.
Energy.
So Kuan Yin. Okay, that one's probably pretty popular by most people. And let's do one, I don't know. We could do a timeline from, you have any deities that you can think of that the aliens control? Annika, any idea, or anybody else have one?
I lost you there.
Anybody, do you have any other deities or things? So we have Kuan Yin. So let's just do Kuan Yin first, okay? So everybody, you probably know about Kuan Yin. It's like an Earth-type energy. So here we go. And let's find the energy now. And we're going to drop down to locate it here. There we go. And there's actually some alien races that may be connected to this here. There could be maybe hundreds of alien races connecting to this energy. Remember, whenever you have anything out there that has a name on it and people get attached to that particular name, there could be lots of alien races connecting you to a timeline. May not be the same exact timeline that everybody else has. And this is why, if you notice, people who do channeling from different energies, deities, or whatever entities, that the information may not always be the same. So it depends, you know, what alien race you're channeling. So here we go, Kuan Yin energies. So we're going to find it now, go up the channel. On this timeline here, it's kind of like going down a long, long bridge, and we're finding the alien races that are connecting to this here. And now we're going to go to the planet energy. Sometimes they actually have connected to the timeline a satellite, which also can beam energy to you to make you feel like you're really connected to this timeline. Can give you energetic hits, psychic attacks, etc., physical problems. And we're taking that energy out from the satellite. And now we're going to the alien races that are using this Kuan Yin energy. Remember, I can only get rid of a few of these here, as there could be thousands of these. And now we're going to, but since Marie R. mentioned it here, we'll concentrate on the one that's connected to her, which could be connected to you people also. So here we go. Going to this energy and destroying the alien races that are here that are using that medium to come into, okay? Remember, they have to have something physical here to come into to connect to you energetically. Another way of saying it, you go to a church, well, they're using the church to connect to you, probably to the minister. So here we go. Going into this here, we're going to crash the timeline. And I'll count to 10. You may feel this ripple, might feel upset in your stomach maybe as it comes to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I can feel the energy kind of moving toward us here. If you're very sensitive, you might actually feel your body change slightly because everybody's still connected to it. This is an energy that also gets imprinted into mass consciousness, collective consciousness. Whatever word you want to use there, you know, New Age terms, think of that you're all one. I guess the main thing would be the matrix. So I think the matrix people can recognize as a connection of mind energy that everybody's attached to. So this now is being crashed. And this is going to take probably about 2 minutes to finally come to you. You might feel this timeline being whipped around a little bit. And what we're going to do now is a darkness to light energy for this Kuan Yin energy. So here we go. Bringing that up, I'll count to 10. Timeline is still crashing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So this is the energy of Kuan Yin that is not from the light ship. So the light ship has its own consciousness from these divine energies, and this is one that is not of that particular thing. Remember, the darkness mimics and does many things to divine energies to make you think that they're real. So here we go. About a minute more to go. You might feel yourself changing slightly here, and you might feel the ground you're standing on moving a little bit sometimes. Many things can happen during these timeline crashes. Okay, another... probably 30 seconds to go. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'm feeling this right now. And the timeline is starting to connect to everybody now and going through us as it moves its way out. So we'll see how people feel about that one. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so thank you. You know, Ron, it might be good for us to mention, you know, if somebody's wondering, because sometimes the real Kuan Yin energy comes in from the light ship, and how, you know, they, I mean, you mentioned a little bit how they can actually clone those energies and have them very, very similar, and it's still not the real energy. So I just wanted to mention that because Ben is also asking, is there a time-cloned version of Jesus to disconnect to, for instance?
Perfect. Let's do that.
What would you say, Ron?
Yeah, let's do that one. So we'll do the energy of Jesus, okay? So let's do this here. This is the darkness energy, light of the darkness, Jesus energy that the aliens connect to through people who want to connect to Jesus. Remember, you have to go to your heart to get divine energies. You can't go to your head. So here we go. This is the, well, there's a lot of these here. There's probably thousands of timelines. So here we go, everybody. 1, I'm going to start disconnecting this timeline. 2, 3, and this goes all different directions. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, oh boy, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, these timelines are all different lengths, all different places. So it's very hard to discern how quick they're going to come to us. The first one will come probably in about, 20 seconds from now, and they'll probably continue on through the show. So remember, there's a lot of these out there, and that's why I'm going to be putting healing on the website, so you can maybe put an issue in or a particular energy that you want to get disconnected from. Remember, they only connect to you basically because people prayed outside of themselves wanting a favor from something, okay? So you worship something outside of yourself, you're going to be put on that timeline, and that brought the aliens here. So humanity chose darkness because they didn't know about their spirit. And that's kind of the gist of the whole thing. And but once they come in, they're hard to get rid of, you know. And you can't always say, no, I don't want you any longer, because these energies are here thriving off of you, living off of you. So we just went through a timeline crash now, and there's a bunch coming right now. Here they come. So... well, in the next probably 15 seconds, you might feel your body twitch or change. Remember, they're also connected to your DNA. Holy cow. Okay. So we'll see if we get any comments on that.
Wow,
anybody
this is
wants
so
to call
strong,
in,
Ron.
Please do so. That'd be great. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah. Yeah, I did put some of the numbers up. It's on bbsradio.com on the station, too. So some of those are 530-413-4511, 530-413-4515, and one is ending in 20. So it's the same, 530-413-4520. And, yeah, we have some comments here from Bonnie saying, jagged soul waves coming out of body, and is doing a question mark on that. And I know sometimes what we're feeling is like, whoa, a bit of a question almost. And Rhonda says, why does it release from all our senses?
Because that's how the aliens...
Do you want to comment on that, Ron?
Yeah, the alien is attached to you through your senses. Remember, that's
so
what
that's
figured
how... Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what happens. They get through our senses, our emotions, and that's what it is. So that's the way it works. So,
okay, so I just wanted to add there that the...
How about the Star of David? We have Tina requesting, can you relay the timeline of the Star of David? Okay, so let's do this one here. And this is maybe, oh, I was going to bring in the Kuan Yin from the light ship. Okay, let's do that one first here, in case we have some newcomers listening here, and they may say, gee, Ron, this is, you have a lot of divine energies, you know, on your website, and why is it there, and why are you releasing it? So I get that question sometimes. So here's the light ship Kuan Yin energy, and this is the purity of it before it got contaminated by being down here. And it got contaminated by, you know, the aliens. So here it comes. I'll bring it into you. And it may have a whole different meaning to what you know about Kuan Yin down here, okay? So here we go. Stronger, coming in, stronger. You might want to bring up the light being on your monitor screen. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. That's the Kuan Yin energy. And for me, it's very, very peaceful. Now let's bring in the Star of David energy.
Yeah, that's really good.
Okay. So remember, this this is probably more like a... it could be the Merkabah energy, but we'll just use the Star of David, which normally is the six-pointed star, okay? Let's just use that you maybe see associated with a lot of the Jewish people, okay? And they have that normally around their necks. So I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but what I am saying is that it's a symbol, and a lot of times the symbols get connected to the alien because it is a physical thing, and physical things get connected too. So if you do have a Star of David, you may want to just cleanse it for a dollar. You can get it put back into love energy, if you wish, on the light shift. And it might feel better if you have one around your neck, okay? That's up to you. But this will be the energy that the aliens attach to the Star of David. And here we go. Going to the timeline here. Oh, boy. Okay. Okay, here we go. Connected to it. A lot of energies there. And these go back quite a ways here, what I'm seeing. Okay. Wow. Very negative aliens there controlling that. It's kind of like wearing the T-shirt, you know, being having a bullseye on it. So here we go. Timeline is crashing here. So... getting the alien races that are connected to that. I'm not saying that they brought that energy here, but they are connecting to it. Remember, they need something physical to connect to harm you. Okay, and here we go. There. That was pretty popular, too. I don't know how many timelines they're getting rid of, but you may see. Here we go. In about a minute or two here, so if you can stay on caller, that'd be wonderful. So here we go. Timeline is crashing. First one's going to hit us in about 30 seconds here. and we still have the ones from Jesus crashing through us. So if you do feel a little antsy, upset a little bit, that's because these timelines are moving around, and you could be on any one of these here being bounced back and forth, and that's what it is. Here we go. Well, 15 more seconds. Here's the Star of David timeline crashing. Remember, I'm only doing what I can do. There could be, you know, millions more of these. We might get rid of 50 of them. You know, who knows? So just because I do these here doesn't mean that it's 100% complete, and I'm sure that it's not by far, but just for you to experience this here, and your body should feel better. Here we go. That's coming through us now, and there's going to be quite a few coming in the next 15 seconds. Well, so if you feel a little uneasy, that's because the mind control from this is being released from you, and you're going to get back into the moment, okay? Remember, the timelines take you into typically parallel lifetimes that are maybe from the past. They could be in the future, too. Okay, here we go. Another crash right now. So we'll just kind of see how you people feel. Your body could be changing temperatures. You might break out into a sweat. You might feel like you want to throw up. People have all different types of reactions. You might feel dizzy. You might feel very unsettled in your body. Okay, there we go. So, back to you, Annika. Wow.
Yeah, I bet a lot of people are mentioning feeling stuff, and I'm feeling stuff too. So we'll do that later, but I just wanted to thank the caller for holding on. I hope you're still out there. Hello? Hello?
Caller,
anyone out there?
Hello?
Yeah. Maybe call back in if you got out again. But I can, in the meantime, mention what people are saying here. My face going numb on the left side, feeling really dizzy. Oh, my word, that is heavy, says Tim. Tom is saying, gee, I feel like a huge bell hit with a sledgehammer to knock stuff out ringing. Well, that is pretty cool, actually, like that. So feel yucky in the stomach, gagging, coughing, and et cetera. That was Marie. And the energy was very peaceful from Kuan Yin coming from Creation Lightship. Yes, definitely. So I don't know if we have any callers, but I can go on. It was requested also, Ron. I don't know if we can do that. Shiva and Krishna. Is that something we can do?
I heard a caller. Somebody out there in caller land?
I heard a caller. Yeah, we'll do that.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, Larry. Can you hear me okay?
Hi, Larry. Yeah, now I can hear you better.
Okay, I wanted you to finish up what you're doing, but then when you get done, I wanted to suggest maybe we could do a disconnect people worship, where people worship the heads of these spiritual groups, religions, and the people who dedicate to them set up a timeline, like maybe Buddhism or maybe in the Indian teachers that come here, you know, and they set up a dictatorship of a regime against the people to control them. I was wondering if we could do a disconnect for that when you get through with your other that you're working on.
Yeah, so you mentioned Buddhism, so I could do that if everybody out there would like to feel that. So we'll do Buddhism, Larry, since you mentioned that. So here we go. Remember, I'm not really picking on any religions. I just pick on all of them. Okay, so here we go. So we just happen to get a couple, at least this one singled out here. So here we go, Buddhism. So let's get rid of some of this timeline energy. Like I said, I can only release part of these here. So remember, if you have any past lives to be in a Buddhist or in this lifetime, you're going to feel the aliens' mind control patterns, which is on the timeline being released from you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, oh, this is big, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going out to the timeline now. And we're going to also go to the satellites that project down to people the mind control patterns. So a lot of times they'll hit your crown chakra. So if you do feel a bombardment right now, or even as you get them released, your head feels better. It's because they're connecting to you through the crown with mind control patterns, which you may not have ever realized before, but you may do it after this show, knowing that, yeah, this is real. So we're, the satellites that beam down to us are now, remember, these can be anywhere out there in the universe of the darkness coming to you. Now we're going to the planets, going down the timeline to the alien races that maybe live on planets or wherever they are, alien spaceships, we'll call it, too. And here we go, getting that some of that released here. A lot of terminations being done right now. And there probably are some races that may want to come into the light, or a few of the people, but mainly all they know about is domination and control. So that's why they're doing it to you. That's how, they don't know any different. That's how they're raised, okay? That's their the main creed, I guess, their mindset is that. So here we go, taking this away now, coming down. This timeline is going to crash in about 1 minute. It feels pretty heavy to me here, like a big ocean wave, 100 foot high, like a tsunami going to be hitting us here, because that's one of the major religions here. So just sit down, kind of feel it here. You may start to feel ripples coming into your body right now, because you are affected by the timeline, the movement of it as it's being destroyed. And there could be, 100 timelines right now being released from you, but there's probably thousands of them. So it just depends which one you're on. And here we go. Coming to us. I'll count to 10. You're going to start to feel it more. 1, 2, 3. It's already here. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay? About 10 seconds is going to come to us here. And you want to just stay out of your head. Just have your body feel this energy, because it knows what's happening to it. Your body is very conscious. Okay, there it comes. Wow. And there we go. So these timelines could actually cause some of your physical problems with your body, too, as the aliens connect to you and want to give you the mind control patterns, which could cause your physical body harm. Okay, Annika, I guess I'll turn it back over to you again here. And I'll talk about, first I'll talk about our tomorrow call. We have, this is the start of our 28-hour healing marathon. And tomorrow is a 4-hour ascension preparation call. Starts at 1 o'clock PST. And then we have 3 back-to-back Sundays. So 2 days from now, we'll have the Sunday call, 8 hours in length, starting at 10 a.m. PST, 8-hour conference call. You can do it absentee if you wish. The cost on that is $200 for the first person, $100 for the people after that. So if you have any relatives or a spouse or something, they're $100. And then children living at your house are free under 18. And naturally, your animals and pets can also have this relief done to them. They're free also. So by all means, if you can get on this call, it's great for 28 hours of healing, and you can do it absentee. We do many, many things. The 8-hour calls are intended to get rid of the aliens, life forms that are inside of you living, and you can do samples of that if you wish on the website creationlightship.com. I have a couple of shows there getting rid of these parasitic life forms. So back to you, Annika. Yeah, we will do our Q&A call after this here. I'll do it for 1 hour. So from 8 o'clock.
We will. Okay. Okay. So I'll post that number and we can do that a little later. But I have to say, so if somebody's listening on an archive to this show, Ron, would they feel anything going on when you do this, as this is done in the now?
Yeah, I'm sure that the archives will work until all the timelines are crashed. So, yeah, I would imagine that this could be going on for quite a while, okay? So the archive will work.
Okay. So, you know, there's quite this is very popular, and it's great that you can do this on the show, actually, so we can all take part of it, because it's really amazing and benefiting everyone. So there's a lot of requests, Ron. I don't know if this is something we can do. For instance, if we could do the timeline regarding New Mexico and Texas off-planet connections. That's
I'd
another
not
request.
Get into that.
And there's another one.
Yeah, another one. Only because.
Not that one, okay?
I've been dealing with those myself, and I don't want anybody to have a lot of problems with that. So, the connection.
Yep.
I also go from Utah, also. So, and it goes from there to also connects to Florida.
Yep.
Also to Russia. So that one I've been working with myself. But I will do one, keeping it a little more lighter. I see Bible code. So here we go. We'll see what that turns out to. Haven't done this one yet at all. So here we go. Bible code connections. Get a timeline on that. So this probably is what people read in the Bible, I'm guessing, you know, different phrases that they tie into. Remember, the aliens, you know, that's why we have the NATO chart clearing, so you can get rid of the letters and numbers, you know, that are associated with you. And the NATO chart is a good way to do that. So here we go. Okay. So also, what happens to non-listeners? These codes are crashing. These codes are being taken off planet. Not just the people listening, they're off this planet. So it's not just only to you listening, it's everybody else here will feel this if they're a feeling person. So here we go, Bible codes. And okay. On the timeline right now, gonna disconnect it. Going to the alien races that are controlling the Bible code. Like I said, I can't get all of them. You may only get like 1% of them, if that, but we will be doing that here. So here we go. And you might even get words that you have memorized in the Bible, and they may come up, and you may actually see them as they get released from you. Okay, here we go. Timeline is crashing, 15 seconds. You're going to feel it. So here we go. I'll just count to 15. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, now it's starting to crash. 5 seconds here. There we go. Now it's going through you. Oh, and more are being crashed now, so this is it. I'll be doing, like I said, I'll be putting up on the website timeline crashing, so you can go in there yourself and maybe put in issues, and they'll start to work with the alien races controlling you on certain specific things that might be happening in your life. So it'll be quite interesting to experience that. And the more you do, the better you're probably going to feel. Okay. Let's see. JJ has a question. Do you want to read it?
Yeah, Tanya is saying, you know, she feels it's stronger. Do you hear me, Ron?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a little hard with the sound today, but yeah. So Tanya wonders if we could bring a little bit stronger of the white light helping with this. Is there a way we could bring something in through the light being to help with the effects?
Yeah. So here we go. So this will we'll bring in some white light through the light being. Now this is source energy. It's not the same white light that the darkness gave us here. Remember, when you bring in the white light energy, like whatever's out there, it's not going to be the same as the light shift's white light energy. So I'll just say we're bringing source energy to you, which is peace. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. It feels great. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Wow.
Okay, wow, that is very, very good. It helps so much. Thank you. And like I said before, we brought up Krishna and Shiva, and somebody also brought up Ram. Is that something we can do too, Ron?
Well, I'd rather do Hinduism. Okay.
Okay, we got to do what we got to do.
Might cover more here, okay? So Hinduism. Another religion here, I guess. So here we go. So I'm already getting an upset stomach. So here we go. This one is very close by here. And timeline's already crashing here. You might be feeling it through your body here. Wow. Oh, boy. Ugh. Okay. Okay, it's just scratching through everybody, so you should be feeling it right now. I don't need to really talk about it too much because it was right here on our doorstep. Okay. Let's see how everybody else feels. Okay.
Yeah, this is heavy here for me.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. Thank you, Eric. Yeah, it's nice to have some peace energy. So I don't want to scare anybody off on this program. You know? But the whole thing is to be awakened, you know what you're up against and have a solution. So I'd like to, after hearing a gentleman a few times out on the circuit, David Icke, talk about stuff, he has great information sometimes, but really no solution. So you hear him talking, and you probably all have heard about him, and it's great, and you know, you're excited listening to him because you have information, and then you leave, and you go, man, I got all this stuff dumped on me. How do I get rid of it? What do I do? And you're now really powerless because you got the information about what's happening. So I would love to follow him and be the solution to all of his, you know, information that he's given to people out there, because what I do would be perfect for him. He'd give all the negative stuff, and I could bring people into the light afterwards. So anyway, I just saw that after hearing him a few times and seeing what he's doing and people talking about him, it'd be great to follow him on what he's doing sometime. And he would probably have better understanding too, because just getting all the negativity with no solution, you know, is not very good. Because what do you do with it? So I guess what's next, Monica?
Yeah, what is next? There's a lot, you know, and obviously it's good that you go for the things that you feel is, or you know from the Creation Light Chip anyway, what is most important and what's going to work best for us. So, now I kind of...
I'll switch it over to the robotic stuff, okay? Because we did enough time.
Yeah, robotics would be great. We are have that mentioned too here.
Yeah, so let's go into
robotics.
So,
let's see. We are robots, clones, or whatever.
Yeah, okay. So, what happened when I was at, New York, my last lecture, I released or started working with robotic programming. And this is also on the website, I believe, to get rid of this stuff. And the robotics... everybody in the room, or at least 80% of the people, felt it. So now I'm looking at this in retrospect, and since we all have robotic programs on us typically, you might say, are we robots? Do they interface a human with robotic programming, or stretching it out a ways, did they take the humans here and install inside of us these wonderful alien races, robotic parts in our body. I do know that when you go to a practitioner that's not using light, you can get robotic parts during that healing process. So, you know, I don't know about that, but as far as our people robots here, there's a lot of people around. I know the clones, I would guess, without quoting me, are the ones that are the handlers, the ones that check on the robots. So the robots are like the working class, okay? These are maybe like some of the people that could be hollow, glossed-eyed over all the time. And maybe there's three races here or three types of people. I don't know. But the humans, do humans have robotic parts? You have to go to a dark side practitioner. That's correct. You have somebody do some kind of healing on you. Not to step on toes, but when you bring in an alien energy, Reiki is one of those energies, and you got healed, what happened to you? Didn't use light. Can your spirit work with that energy? Well, if it's not light, it can. It only knows light. So it depends how the practitioner is working. I'm sure there are practitioners who use heart energy out there, but I think most read books or are taught by someone else. And unless they tell you to go to your heart, connect it to your spirit, etc., then more than likely you got hooked up to the darkness. Do they install robotic parts in you? You know, maybe you had a sore shoulder and it went away. Yeah, very possibly. You're hooked up. Is your shoulder now replaced? Maybe one of your muscles with a robotic part, a clone part or something. That could be true. Not to sound scary, but that's what happens. So I'm looking at this thing as, are 80% of the people that was at my last lecture, since they're feeling the robotic energy on them, is it inside of them or just attached to the outside of their body? I don't know. It's interesting to look at that. So let's do a robotic clearing. So let's work with our fingers. Everybody normally uses their fingers a lot, especially on a keyboard and stuff. So we'll do the fingers, the joints here, our knuckles, etc., and tips of our fingers, taking away the robotic influence from the dark side that is connecting to you with your fingers. So here we go, taking this away. Wiggle your fingers now, see how they feel. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, wiggle your fingers now. And just see how you're feeling. Let's go to your wrist now, and we'll go to our thumbs. Let's go to the thumbs now. We just did our knuckles. Let's do the thumbs now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay. Let's do our wrist and our elbow. So again, kind of move your hands around your fingers to see if you're feeling more movement, maybe less tension. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Annika, to see how you feel, everybody. If somebody wants to call in.
Okay. So I want
to. I'd love to have a caller to talk about how they felt with this robotic clearing here. Back to you, Annika.
Yes, that would be great. Okay, so Linda is mentioning we have another 15 minutes here, so we'll see here. There's a lot of questions regarding, you know, if you have an issue and maybe other people have a similar issue, could that be caused by aliens? Let's say the fact that one out of three women have bladder leakage. Could that be alien caused?
Yeah, boy. That might be good to put on the timeline clearing when I get it up on the website. See if maybe that could affect you. Yeah. I would suggest doing that. I'm trying to get it up maybe by this weekend. So we'll just see what happens on that. So back to you, Annika.
And a great comment here that I saw from before. I just wanted to mention, Ashley said, gee, I feel like I'm a walking coded timeline. Powerful. Yeah, thank you for that comment. And Anna is asking, please, Ron, can you explain on rosary?
Okay, I think the rosary is what the people in the Catholic Church have. I guess. I'm not sure. I was never Catholic. But
that's what I think it is.
Is that the little beads that they use, you know, to count so many times?
To pray on, I think.
Yeah, I think the Buddhists have it too, sort of, you know. You know, pardon me for my ignorance on that, because I just don't know. I would think that anything that's hooked up to mind energy is negative. If they're using it maybe to stay focused in their heart center, then that would be good. But if they're praying on something, then remember you're hooked up to the aliens on it. So we could do a release for that on the timeline for the rosary, if you're I believe that's the Catholic tradition here. Maybe the nuns having that. I'm not sure. I don't know. So here's a rosary timeline release. Remember, this is just maybe, 1% of what's out there that you could be connected to. So if you feel relief, that means that you may want to continue on when I get it on the website to release you out of this here. So here we go, rosary connecting to this timeline here. It's pretty heavy, too. And here we go. And I might want to put the Q&A phone number on the fast chat there, Annika, if you could. And the PIN number is 9009. We'll do it for 1 hour tonight. So here's a rosary number here. It's 646-519-5800. Here, we got it on there. Thank you. And here we go. Taking away that. Timeline is beginning to crash. So just see how you feel. Remember, you may not be using that in this lifetime, but maybe the last one you're a devout churchgoer and you use the rosary. So here we go. Oh, man. Feels like my insides are kind of like churning here. Maybe I have some Catholic upbringing in my genetics. Not in this lifetime, though, but remember, my body's from the past. Here we go. I'm probably feeling most people's energies out there anyway. Wow. Because the energies don't normally stick to me. But I can't feel the effects of them here. There we go. Just crashed about 10 of these timelines. Got 5 more to go. Do 15 total. Like I said, there could be hundreds, if not thousands here. Wow. Okay, there we go. So we'll just see what you people feel like. So, anybody like to call in? It'd be our last caller of the evening here. I'd like to find out about maybe how the robotic clearing feels for you. If you have any relief of anything in your hands or arms. Yeah, maybe even somebody could want to comment.
Yeah, I saw a great comment here from Luke, Ron.
Okay.
I saw a great comment from Luke, Ron.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Luke says, my joints got... Okay. Yes, I'm on a funny line here, I think. I have a hard time hearing you sometimes. My joints got replaced. How did you do that? Gee, I feel free in my hands. Fantastic. That's Luke comment there. after you did those robotics with the hands and the joints and the wrist there. So I just wanted to mention, and thank you so much for posting that. And yes, we have the Q&A coming up, so if you want to ask more questions, we can continue right after this show. You can call in at 646-519-5800, and the PIN is 9009. It's great to get even more of this done and talk to Ron about it. So also we should mention that we have those calls again. Maybe I should just mention tomorrow is the 4-hour Ascension preparation call, and then you have 3 Sundays coming up, Ron, for 8 hours with work, and you're actually getting worked for the whole week in between those calls. It's really amazing. So just mention that. If you want to contact Ron, it's creationlightship@yahoo.com. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so, well, I don't know what to say next here. Some people want to know what they should do first
actually,
on the website.
Mentioning that all
and the emotional clearing will help you get rid of the negative stuff that you've had recycling in this lifetime. Remember, once it comes up, then you're kind of stuck with it here. And this is what the emotional clearing does. I'll do an emotional clearing sample here for everybody. So think of a situation that you've dealt with there. And here we go. Just think of something in the last week. We'll release it from you. And this is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Taking away people's sins is what they talked about then, which just means it's taking away your programming in your DNA so that you can be more in the moment. And this needs to be done also this time for the ascension process. And the light ship did not work with timelines that we're doing, at this time 2,000 years later. The reason was is because this place wasn't as infested with alien control as much as it is, you know, now compared to when it was 2,000 years ago. So that's it. It's much, much worse. And that's why healings are harder to do this time, because of people's belief systems. And the belief systems are what hold you into the habit patterns that you have, the addictions, the stuff. And these are all from your ancestors. So you have to get that cleansed out of you. So here we go, emotional clearing. Think of a situation, and here we go. I'll count to 10 to release it from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So just think of a situation. We'll do your feeling body here. Here we go. Same process. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how you're feeling. And hopefully you're feeling better. So if you'd like to come on the call coming up here, number is 646-519-5800, PIN number 9009. It'll be a 1-hour call on a conference line. So, you know, let to get the newer people who are new to the light ship to come on, ask questions. That's what it's designed for, so that the new people can get an understanding of what the light ship is about, the type of healings. Other people who've had healings before could maybe interject what they felt. But we like to help with, for the newcomers. So that's what this call is all about, to help people understand about the light ship. Remember, it's very hard to change somebody's belief system. In fact, it's next to impossible, because you have probably 50,000 years of beliefs stored inside of your body. And to change this for the ascension process right now, the old beliefs, you know, got you stuck here. So you really have to take a stretch to get a new, very, very simple belief, and that's not to go outside of yourself. One book, one page, go within. So connect to your spirit. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, just want to mention some great comments here. What in the world has happened to us down here? Asked by Sean. And Fred saying, I don't know, Sean, but it feels like a meat grinder to me. Eric is saying, well, it's nice to feel more whole. I just thought they were so great. And thank you so much. It's so great to read the sharings there. So, yes, it's true, Ron, isn't it? What have we gotten ourselves into here?
Yeah, it's we're just
we got like
rack,
1 minute.
You know?
I know it's too big of a question, but
yeah, we're just here to allow the aliens to connect to us. Unfortunately, so octopus energy releasing. Here we go. I saw Mr. Octopus today. Uh-oh. I don't know if she saw one on her head or if she saw a Mr. Octopus maybe on a TV commercial or a billboard or something. They're all around to enlighten you. So here we go. Get the octopus energies attached to us here. So I'll count to 10 to release part of these tentacles. We'll be doing this on the Sunday call. Here we go. Get rid of one octopus. So one, count to 10, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. So these things wrap around your rib cage, your neck, etc. I'm having a hard time talking here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Hopefully you're feeling a little freer in your body. Maybe a little more space for your internal organs to move around. Less constriction. So I got about 5 tails, so our show is coming to a close here. So hope to see you on the call next year if you want to call in. And again, like I said, this is for the newcomers to talk about stuff that's happening. So don't be shy. Even the most stupid question that you might think you have is going to help everyone. So that's the way I look at it. Don't feel intimidated because you don't know everything. Neither do I. And so just ask a question. We'll see if we can give you a good answer. So anyway, thanks for coming on tonight. Tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, which is Saturday. And we start the four-hour Ascension Preparation Call, which we have once a month tomorrow. Then we have the eight-hour calls on three consecutive Sundays. So this is going to be a very powerful dynamite month here. So, everybody, blessings to you. Thank you, Annika. And I'll be on the call in about 5 minutes.
Thank you.
646-519-5800. 10-9009. Blessings, everybody. Good night.